Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
That was Peter Schrager really ingratiating himself with the British people in that shot
that
from the
Oakland.
That was Shakespearean. Welcome to Good Morning Football, presented by Old Trapper Beef Jerky, live right here in London. We're kicking off the NFL's International Series, which starts Sunday between the Vikings and the Saints at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. We have got you covered all week long. It's Thursday. We are halfway through it. Let's get through the business. That's Kyle Brandt, Peter Schrager, and a Super Bowl champion, Jason McCourty. But that was the point, because the most important people are people like this.
Yes, let's go.
Because they're here. They love football in the UK. Again, it's an incredible scene to see all of these different teams represented, the ones that are playing, not playing. It's fantastic.
It's the best. And we have representation from, I think, all 32 NFL teams, including a gentleman in a James Devlin.
Steve in a James Devlin
Pats jersey. You just don't see it.
He had the Super Bowl 53 DVD, too. I had the wrong McCourty on the cover.
I feel good today.
That's
so
great.
I love to see
that is fantastic. Let's do the lead block.
How about the lead block?
Let's
talk
about the lead block. Tom Pelissero is back in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He's got week four coverage. Kicks off tonight between the Dolphins and the Bengals on Prime Video. It's also available on NFL Plus, where you can also watch our show from London as well. Tom, injuries. I hate to talk about it, but we need to know about it. What's going on?
Well, Jamie, for the Dolphins, a couple of their key players are listed as questionable. That includes quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. However, I am told that barring a setback today, Tua is expected to play tonight against the Bengals. He had the back issue that flared up during the game, and of course, according to him and the Dolphins, caused him to stumble off the field. Also has been battling a sore ankle. The Dolphins didn't even practice on a short week. They just had a walkthrough on Tuesday, so no reps for Tua or anyone else. But as long as he feels good today, the Dolphins believe Tua will be able to play. Meanwhile, wide receiver Jaylen Waddle, also listed as questionable with a groin injury. I'm told he should be good to go. And same thing for left tackle Teron Armstead. As for the NFLPA investigation, or the one that the union initiated into the handling of Tua's concussion check, meanwhile, that'll be resolved within a week or two. The NFL reiterated on Wednesday that from its perspective, it believes everything was followed. Jamie?
Some of those names you hate to see on an injury list so early in the season, especially on top of a huge week four game between those two teams. Stars, we love to see them. Tom Pelissero, you're a star. Thank you. We'll talk to you in a little bit. That is fact. On the Bengals side of things, they are following the Giants lead, and they are going to go with these clean, all-white uniforms tonight. They start clean. They certainly don't look like that by the end of the night. And that white striped helmet, some people have some takes about it. We know they're going to be looking good in Cincinnati. You know the old saying, look good, feel good, play great. I don't know. Maybe that'll tee them up. Maybe
do the fans have to wear the all-white, too?
I did not hear that call for action.
Yeah, it didn't work out well.
Yeah. So, Bengals, though, if they get the win tonight over the undefeated Dolphins, what kind of statement does that make for a team like the Bengals right now?
It makes us look at them and say, all right, maybe they're starting to move in the right direction. Those first 2 weeks, we watched them, and it was just like, what is going on? I know they played against Micah Parsons. They played against T.J. Watt. but their offensive line was what they were supposed to have shored up in the offseason. Right. Lyle Collins comes in, has a tweet. He says, hey, Joe Burrow, don't worry about it. You got a new bodyguard in town. But we saw those first 2 weeks, and it was not pretty. Sacked a ton of times. They were getting after him. 13 sacks in the first two games. And it was just like, what is going on in Cincinnati? Are they still hung over from the Super Bowl loss? They look like a team that looks like they're going back to the old Bengals. Mm-hmm. And then we watched them in week three. And yes, I know, they were playing against the New York
Jets.
I know, they were playing against the Jets, a varsity team, taking receipts. I know I have a Jets fan in the crowd.
Yeah.
I apologize.
I have my green on today,
so I'm trying to represent a little bit. But they looked a lot better. They protected Burrow. He was only sacked two times this time. Yeah. But they protected him better, and he was able to make plays and get the ball down the field. So a win versus the Miami Dolphins will let us know, you know what? Maybe Cincinnati's okay. Mm. They're figuring things out, and they're moving in the right direction. So
don't lose this game. Don't lose this game if you're the Bengals.
What do you mean?
Don't trot out these gimmicky, finicky, cute, all-white jerseys and lose the game. Don't go out there and get destroyed. Can we see these jerseys again? Am I the only traditionalist left in sports?
Must be.
Where I don't go gaga over all these alternate kits? Yeah, alternate kits. That's what I'm calling them now. How about you go out there and you're orange and black and you go and you take care of business and you right the ship?
Hold on. What about their drip, though, Peter?
Their drip is the drip.
What's the drip check?
I love those uniforms in a sense of, like, it's a cool thing for the fan to have. But, like, this is a Thursday night.
Yeah.
You're coming off a win off the Jets. The most important thing this evening has to be protecting Joe Burrow. Look.
Yeah.
Emmanuel Ogba doesn't care about what color jersey you're wearing.
Not at all.
Okay? Jalen Phillips does not care about what jersey you're wearing. Melvin Ingram doesn't care about the promo video you shot with a cute white striped tiger. All right. I am a traditionalist, but I also know in that Bengals locker room, they have to be focused on protecting Joe Burrow. You mentioned it. I'll double down on this thing. Miami's pass rush, Josh Boyer's defense, it is no joke.
They are coming.
And I don't want to see Joe Burrow's jersey be brown by the end of the stand. Yeah. He's got green and brown was a bad color. But, you know, green because of all the stains
of the grass. Yes,
Kyle.
Yes.
Protect your guy. Don't get caught up in the marketing stuff. Go and win this football game. We did a Monday Night Football game with the Giants this week.
Yes.
They were all white. We did a whole thing about it. We did a song and dance. And Micah Parsons came right in.
That's right.
And wrecked shop. And DeMarcus Lawrence came in and wrecked shop. Don't have that happen tonight. Mm-hmm. Go and win this football game. We're the defending AFC champion.
Yeah.
Knock them off their rock. And I'll tell you what. If those jerseys are all different colors, that's not a good sign.
You don't want Joe Burrow to become Joe Dirt.
No.
Joe Dirt, David Spade, fan of the show. Yeah. So we hear. I like Peter going after their kit and their jerseys. I just wish that people could see Peter before the show, arranging his scarf. Is it right?
Yes.
Can I get a lint roller?
Posh.
That is this flattering color. Peter, your kit is pretty tight today, too, and you know it, all right?
Hey, look, I'll tell you what. I'm not getting tackled.
And you're going to get the win today, right?
I
think you're all over it, Peter. And I kind of feel the same way Jason does. If the Bengals win this game, the message is, we're alive. We're fine. Screw you. We're going to win the Super Bowl this year. We don't care that we were 0-2. I think the Bengals are the I don't care team. They don't care last year that they were the Bengals. They don't care that they were young. They don't care that, you know, the statistics are out there. You start 0-2, it's less than 5% of the teams win the division. Mm. Last time there was a Bill O'Brien Texans team. Start 0-2, less than 1% of the teams get to the Super Bowl. Even less than that, win it. The only guys who start 0-2 and win the Super Bowl ever, Eli Manning, Troy Aikman, and Tom Brady. Those are the quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Is Joe Burrow that guy? Or is he just the guy? Is he Carson Wentz with a stylist? Is he just kind of like, I dress really well, and like I get hurt sometimes and it sucks, and like I play so well. I think he's that guy. I really do. I think they're going to win this game. I'm going to go into prediction in 7A. I think the Bengals are alive, just like this crowd. Am I right?
Yeah!
It's a good crowd. Today's crowd is good.
Okay.
Today's crowd is good.
I can't wait.
We had an opening band yesterday. This is the crowd like at Coachella in the big font. I don't know if they get that reference, but it's very American.
Very Coachella.
Glastonbury.
You know, I do think Joe Burrow belongs on a list of those names.
Yeah?
Quarterbacks that you just said. I do. And if he plays into that, that's fantastic. But if the Bengals win this game, it would be yet another example of us, man, we should have believed Joe Burrow when he showed us who he was. Because coming into last season, Joe Burrow, coming off that horrific knee injury, he had not a great offensive line set up. What does he do? Plays himself into a Super Bowl. We should have believed him when he showed us the kind of drip check that he wanted us coming into this season. This one, we doubted the Bengals. Super Bowl hangover, we're not so sure. The season starts, it started to go. But there is somebody that has emerged in the NFL this season who I have officially put all of my trust into when it comes to the swag-o-meter. Tell us what we need to know.
Who is it?
Swagometer.
I mean, off the bus, I see swag. And then on the field, which, yeah, I have a sound place in my heart for that.
He said, coming off the bus, he sees swag.
Right.
And then when he sees it on the field, he appreciates what he has to do. That's Mike McDaniel, the coach going up against Joe Burrow tonight. I mean, there's nothing I trust more than Mike McDaniel because of how he's been coming off the bus.
Yeah.
Swag.
Shades on.
Game recognizes game. Mike McDaniel says he's got it. We have to believe him, even if that's the quarterback he's trying to take down tonight. But if Joe Burrow gets the job done, it just means you should have believed me when I showed you who I was. Peter, you always have the lineup here for what Mike McDaniel has going on.
He's got the Ferragamo belt. He's got the Louis bag. He's got the great sunglasses.
Peter, I'm thinking this is definitely, I'm thinking some cologne in that picture, too.
Car noir.
Yeah. Quick spray down south, too. Exactly. You never know.
Exactly. All right, so the NFL, though, that's the Thursday night game. The NFL returns to London this week. We've taken over. Football is back on the world stage where it always belongs. Live from Tottenham Hotspur Stadium on NFL Network. It's Vikings. It's Saints.
There he is.
Wake up early
and watch
the world with Sunday morning football live from London. Kyle's got the Kirk Cousins jersey on. He belongs. Sunday, October 2nd, though, 9:30 a.m. Eastern on NFL Network. And it's streaming on NFL Plus. And someone who's been with us all week long, Stacey Dales, is out there with the teams. The Saints are here already. Vikings arrive in a little bit. You were at Saints practice yesterday, Stacey, and you reported Jameis Winston wasn't on the field. You're back at practice today. What are you expecting to see from the Saints quarterback?
Yeah, good morning, you guys. Great to be with you all week. James, listen, we're going to see him out there practicing. He fully expects to play. Yesterday, Wednesday, was a rest day, literally, and it wouldn't have necessarily been his decision. If Jameis had the option to play or practice or do anything football related, he would absolutely be out there. This was a team decision. And I think that's good news, guys, because I want to remind everybody, he is dealing with four fractures, even if they're small fractures, in his back. I asked him yesterday, how specifically is your back? And he told me it's getting there every day. The plan is to get better every single day and be healthy, obviously, for this football team. He's not going to miss this game for a second. Hopefully he has his receivers. Jarvis Landry didn't practice, though I saw him on the field that is just over behind my cameraman that we're going to see these Saints on shortly. So he didn't practice with the ankle. Michael Thomas didn't practice. He was not seen here yesterday with that toe injury. They hope to have him back. But Kyle, I just want to leave you with a couple of Jameis Winston quotes, right? He said yesterday, we're going to keep on chopping wood and we're going to keep on carrying water. Success is in the struggle, Kyle.
Wow.
And these two quarterbacks, I can't get enough
really
of them. What a gift. And the success is in the struggle. Stacey, we struggled a little bit this segment. I think we broke our own record for the amount of times we said drip in one segment. So I'm going to go one more. Stacey, you've been around both these teams. Who do you got in a drip showdown between the Saints and the Vikings? And then after that, please tell us about some injuries with Minnesota.
Wait, a drip showdown? I don't even know what a drip showdown is. I mean,
I
is
don't
that?
Either. At least you're honest.
You just want a matchup?
He's asking about Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. Who has better swag? I don't know how to say the cool thing, Stacey.
Oh, who has better swag? I'm going to give it to Cam Jordan all the way. You guys know him very well. I mean, Cam Jordan is going to come in blinging. He's going to come into Tottenham blinging on Sunday morning. assume, you guys, when the Minnesota Vikings arrive. But listen to this. I would assume Kirk Cousins would come in blinging because you know what he's going to bring on the plane over tonight? He's going to bring melatonin. He's going to bring melatonin.
Ah.
It's really critical. I wish I had known. That would have been a tip for me. But bigger than that, Kyle, he's going to bring blue lights. He's going to bring blue lights. And you know what blue lights do. They keep you up. Maybe put on the blue light goggles. I'm not sure. But no question they're going to come in prepared, and they're going to come in with a running back in Dalvin Cook, who I fully expect to play in this game. We heard from Dalvin, actually, as he deals with that left shoulder injury. It's the subluxed shoulder, partial dislocation. He said it's not really a pain thing yesterday. It's really sort of a management thing. And he told us that you can tolerate things, and I've learned to tolerate. I know how to tolerate things. I guess I'm just good at it. But you guys know as well as I do, Delvin Cook is a warrior out there. Fully expect him to go. Harrison Smith is back in the secondary. He is completely out of concussion protocol. We're going to keep our eye on Andrew Booth, who is still dealing with a quad injury. He's missed the last two. Nice to get him back with that secondary. But yeah, melatonin and blue lights, guys. I've learned for the next trip here.
Let's go.
Thank you so much for all that intel. What this shows me, though, is that the Vikings need to play whatever team Kirk Cousins play for. He needs to play here every year, and I think he needs to hold an off-season seminar as to how to acclimate yourself to the time change, because obviously
yeah.
that's what's going on.
Let's see how he plays.
Yeah.
Let's see how he
plays.
True.
Blue light out the window. All right. Yes. Coming up on Good Morning Football, Stacey Dales, thank you. We'll talk to you in a little bit. Did we jinx the AFC West? Could we have spoken them into an overhyped situation this offseason? We're going to give you our thought. Listen to me here. Porkies or not? Porkies.
Porkies or not?
Porkies.
Up next.
Yeah.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
We're back on Good Morning Football, live from London. The scene, the crowd, it's been incredible. That's Tower Bridge behind us. That's the Tower of London. And here we are. Incredible friends that we have made here. They're still standing here because we have yet to butcher one of their slang terms. But here's a segment, 7B. We're right hot off the presses. Usually we play Believe It or Not. Mm-hmm. And in Cockney rhyming slang, a lie is also referred to as a porky.
Mm-hmm.
Porkies or not is what we're going to say because it rhymes with pork pies. There's not the rhyming that goes on here.
Yeah,
something
like
about an umbrella. I don't know. Porkies or not, though. Here we go. We're going to have two questions here. The first one, serious. Next one, we'll see where it goes. Porkies or not? The AFC was overhyped this offseason. The AFC West. The AFC West was overhyped this offseason. Porkies or not, Peter?
Can I see the records?
Yes.
Yeah, they are.
Two and one, 1-2, and nil and three. Raiders. I will stop butchering my Cockney British accent, and I will say this. We did not overhype the AFC West over this offseason. No one could expect injuries to ravage the Chargers before the season started. No one expected the Broncos to have so many issues with clock management. I would also say this. It is early in the season. Mm. Two of those teams are above 500. If the playoffs were today, they'd be in the mix. The Raiders will right the ship. I think the Broncos will get things figured out by the end of the season. Let's check back in November, December. Okay. I think all four of these teams will be competing either for the division title or for wild card spots. And Nathaniel Hackett, you got two more wins right now than Josh McDaniels. Mm-hmm. You've got two more wins right now than a lot of coaches in their first year. I say Nathaniel Hackett, you're 2-1, staying above water. He was my preseason pick for Coach of the Year. I've heard a lot on Twitter about it. I know.
That's amazing.
I think the Broncos figured things out. I'm here for it. AFC West, just fine.
No, so forgot about that.
Not a porky. Okay, not a porky. No, we did not overhype him.
We definitely overhyped him. Look at him. Raiders 0-3. I'm going totally against what Peter just talked about. They have not been what we said. We talked about, hey, all four teams may make the playoffs. I know it's still early, but I'm reacting early, so I'm judging it off of what's been on the field. These teams have not looked great. Even the Kansas City Chiefs, 2-1, yes. But as we've watched them, they look like they're missing Tyreek Hill a bunch. They don't look like the same team they did last year. The Chargers, yes, they're going through injuries, but they haven't looked great. We were expecting this division
Porky.
To go ahead and just take over. So, no, it is not Porky's. This is not a lie. This is true. We definitely overhyped the AFC West.
They're not all 3-0. We overhyped them. Like, I don't, even though they played each other and that's impossible, they needed to figure out a way for what we said about this division. And we're here in England in this home of these great lawyers and barristers and debates, and they understand debate better than any other. Peter just goes by the Raiders and says, they'll figure things out. What does that mean? Peter, denied. They'll turn it around. 0-3. The Hackett thing has been like the punchline of the first month. Yep. We built these guys up like they were the LeBron meets Christ at football. I'm telling you. And they're now that they have lost, they look terrible.
But Kyle, did you see Russell Wilson eat a sandwich?
That was incredible, yeah. Just so, wait. What was he doing? Russ, just be a normal human. That's so strange. Everything he does is weird. Sorry, go ahead.
It's okay.
I want to
address a very specific slice of the American people, and that is the fan base from the Kansas City Chiefs. And I'm just going to make you all feel very happy and call myself a Porky for putting the Raiders as the AFC West champion because, wow, the start, 0-3. I just keep the whole situation, though. I mean, that made us struggle the most is figuring out the AFC West and how everyone was going to lie. In general, though, this whole thing has been blasphemous.
It has.
My goodness. I don't really know how the questions go anymore, but I just wanted to say Porky's.
Raiders will be fine, though.
They'll figure things out.
Raiders fans, can I get the camera here? This is what we call, can I get my solo shot?
You're single.
Raiders fans, here we go. Here's the pep talk.
Float this.
You're 0-3. You're in all these games. You've got a good quarterback. You've got a great wide receiver. The season is still young. Silver and black, commitment to excellence, just win, baby. Let's go!
The second Peter gets a sense that we're all going a certain way, he's like, let me just send it the opposite direction.
Thought like you were in the black hole, Peter. These people are like, I guess so.
Okay. When does Crystal Palace play?
Do I have bloody spiked shoulder pads on? Am I a Ray defense? Like,
speaking of what we're hearing right now, we have just been butchering the accents. We've been offending people left and right when we were trying to do British accents. There's been wild documentation of this. Let's take a look from our week so far.
Oh, boy. Blimey.
Jaguars. Here we go. Oh, we're calling a bloody miffed runs this week.
I was painfully atrocious at this game yesterday.
Oh, that was it. Okay.
You need to take dialect classes, is what you're telling us. Porkies or not, our British accent is an embarrassment to the people in the UK.
I'm going to go with the Porkies because it is all done out of love and admiration. It's like when you're a young kid, you're growing up, you're watching your favorite player on TV. You go in the backyard, you're shooting some hoops, you're fading away. You're like, Jordan!
Yeah.
Does it look like Jordan? Absolutely not. Would Jordan be embarrassed?
Yes.
But it's all coming from admiration. We love the way you guys talk. We appreciate it.
So
it is beautiful. And we are trying our hardest to replicate it. But great things are hard to duplicate. So we're trying.
I'm thinking about some chicken nandos. Chicken nandos. That's what I heard about. Chicken nandos.
Been screaming chicken nandos.
Reads
what
titles
is it?
Of restaurants and he just repeats them.
Chicken nandos, it's fast food.
He rolled by it.
I want curry chicken from chicken nandos. And I say what? What?
There's so many different ways to do it. So, like, if you speak rather educated, that's, like Hermione Granger, it's a Russell Flattery. Peter goes, hello, governor, chim-chimini-chim-chim. It's a whole different deal, but I don't think they're insulted. I'll tell you, you got to reverse the roles here. If they come over and they do an American accent, it's always like, howdy, partner, I'm going to get some KFC.
Hang loose, dude.
Yeah, man, let's buy a gun. Like, I find that amusing. I'm not insulted by that, but, like, I laugh at that. So I don't think you guys are insulted, are you?
Does anyone do a quiet
American accent? Are you from London? Yeah. Can you do an American accent? What would you say? I have to get close to you so you can hear it.
Say I want to go to the Olive Garden.
I want to go to the Olive Garden.
Now it's a pirate.
Chicken Parmesan. Chicken Parmesan.
Chicken Parmesan.
No,
chicken Parmesan. I just really want to eat chicken Parmesan.
No, I like it.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, but you know what? What's more American than the UNLV Running Rebels?
There it is.
Right there. This is fantastic. Oh, man. Oh, yeah, exactly. Quav, our producer, is a Running Rebel.
Yeah, he's fired up.
All right, that's it.
I do want to Cheeky Nando's deal here. That's what I'm saying. If anyone can get me some Cheeky Nando's.
Sorry. I don't think you're getting anything.
At all. Like, no one thought twice about
it. I think they like laughing at us.
They
like, we're dumb Americans, FYI. Yeah. We're obese warmongers.
Chimney.
We're great.
Yes. Oh, man. More Good Morning Football coming your way. Let's get out of this.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Week 4 kicks off tonight, and it's a big one. The game is massive. The undefeated Dolphins head into Cincinnati to take on the reigning AFC champion Bengals. That game is seen on Prime Video this evening, and it's also available on NFL Plus, plus also a place that you can see our show, which is awesome. Both teams have game breakers on both sides of the ball. The names in this game, Tyreek Hill, Ja'Marr Chase, they're absolute all-stars. One of them has to be the deciding factor in the game tonight, though, in Cincinnati. Who is it, and why do you think it is going to be the way that this game changes, Kyle?
I like the way you put it, all stars. Stars out there, fun, spectacular. The year 1812, not the best year for the United Kingdom, but there's an overture that comes from that year. It goes, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-dun-dun-da, and it's boom, it's fireworks, and I think that's what we're getting in this game. I am talking about really like kind of our own NBA Jam type of thing. The two Dolphins receivers, the two Bengals receivers going against those four gentlemen is your 1812 overture. Guys, my take is that we thought we were going to get this in Dolphins Bills, and it was so hot and the conditions were so difficult, and it ended up being this sort of weird, sloppy, emotional game. I think this is going to be an old-fashioned shootout. I really do. And in true NBA Jam form, if one team is up by 3 touchdowns in the third quarter, don't turn it off, because that's when the computer assistance kicks in and they always make the other team come back. You know, like an NFL blitz or anything, like you get immediate turnovers. Yeah. This is the kind of thing. I think this could be kind of de facto sequel to the Dolphins-Ravens game, which is just all the same thing. Mm-hmm. But especially if the Bengals get down. This team has no quit and they still have so much firepower. 18-12 overture in this one. Just touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. Boom!
And Prime Video has all those fancy stats now. I'm sure they can have the computer assist. They press the computer assist button.
Oh, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Dun, dun, dun. We love you, Uncle Sam. I mean, United Kingdom. What do you guys got?
I love that the computer, because you could go to settings and put, hey, keep score.
Quote, I know.
And it would just boost it back.
They start doing crazy stuff when you get a lead.
And you start throwing controllers at TV and all that. But I'm going with Bengals coach Lou Anarumo. He's going to be going against, obviously, Mike McDaniel on that Miami Dolphins offense. He played against Tyreek Hill twice last year. Tyreek Hill averaged 59 yards a game in those two and only scored one touchdown. So what he does, Chidobe Awuzie, his best corner. I know we always talk about Eli Apple versus Tyreek Hill, but Chidobe is the number one guy in Cincinnati. How does he use him? Does he follow Tyreek Hill? Is he able to do something to slow him down? And then Trey Hendrickson, coming off a defensive player of the week in the AFC, is he able to get to the quarterback? Where does he put him? Does he line him different places? Does he get him away from Armstead on one side and get him to that other side to be able to get after the quarterback? That's the way they're going to be able to slow down this Miami Dolphins offense with Tyreek Hill on one side running wild and Jalen Waddle on the other side. They have to slow them down, and that's how they're going to do it.
Yeah, and Coach Lou obviously has a history with the Dolphins, so I think there's some
maybe Coach Xavier Howard
maybe a little bit of familiarity there. I've watched all three Dolphins games, and I got to be honest.
What do you got?
I'm exhausted.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted.
We keep this up.
The Dolphins. These guys against the Patriots, it was like this track meet of when are we going to stop. We got the plays. We got. Then we go to the Ravens game, and it was this huge comeback.
Yep.
Then this past week against Buffalo, the Dolphins defense still might be on the field.
I know.
The way it was. Can I see the full screen here of the snaps that the Dolphins defense had to play in 100 degree heat?
Wow.
90 defensive snaps. Yeah. They gave up nearly 500 yards. And now you're telling me, after that game on Sunday, with Tua being questionable, with Terron Armstead being questionable, with Jaylen Waddle being questionable, we need to now get on a plane, on a short week, go into the AFC defending champions' home, and go and beat them? If they can do this?
Yeah, talk about it.
You're talking about a team that's already faced real adversity through 4 weeks. You think about what's going on with the Dolphins right now. There's a positive vibe. There's some juice. You do this on a short week after your defense playing 90 snaps in 100-degree heat and everyone being questionable, then the Dolphins are for real.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Peter, you nailed it. Tua, to me, is the biggest question mark. Therefore, he is the biggest deciding factor. Listen, it's Tua. He's going to play. He always wants to play. But that back, the ankle, short week, I mean, that is downright exhausting. Peter absolutely nailed it with the amount of time that the defense had to spend on the field. But the thing about the Dolphins this year is we are just watching them put the puzzle pieces together with these wins in such a cool way. Every game has been different, yet they are still 3-0. The thing about wins and losses is, like, it doesn't matter in November. They started off the season hot. And Tua, he has been through the ringer in the first three games from his first two seasons. Through his first three starts as a rookie, 5 touchdowns. Last year, just 3 touchdowns. This year, 8. If he can keep doing it. We had the same exact conversation last week. I'm having a, what is it called?
Deja vu.
Sure. Last week, if the Dolphins can do this against the Bills, and then they did it. All of a sudden, they can do this against the Bengals, and they do it. Tua, if you can go on the road, you are showing us once again that you can play in some seriously adverse situations.
Let me ask you guys, are you all in on those all-white jerseys? I kind of said I'm a traditionalist. They're going to be the story on Twitter tonight when we unveil these Bengals. All-white, white helmets.
It's the helmet.
Are you in on it?
I'm all in on it. It's the helmet, the white tiger look. It looks amazing. I love the helmet.
Now, were you, remind us what your thought about the Giants was, and then what did you think when you saw it, and then let's translate that to the Bengals.
My Giants thing was that Big Blue has a history of Lawrence Taylor, of Phil Sims, of Y.A. Tittle. You don't need to do a marketing gimmick to get the fans going. And then Micah Parsons and DeMarcus Lawrence wreck shop anyway. The Bengals are already an AFC champion. Do they need to go and do a marketing ploy and sell more jerseys and do that? I think they're cool looking, but you don't want to lose in these on national television.
You know, my favorite part about this is the bottom right corner. Look at that old school, that white Bengal jumping by the, I like that look.
I see the white tiger, and I think of Manticore.
You think of Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah, Roy Horn was dragged off the stage. It was terrible. This tiger is mauling him, and he's going, please don't hurt the tiger, please. He loved that tiger. I feel for him. Tough moment.
What about the jerseys?
What is your verdict on the jerseys?
I think they're fierce. I think that maybe that's what they'll do to the Dolphins. I'm in on them.
I'm just a fan. I love it. The team has to go out there and perform, not me.
Peter, you said you don't want them to be brown at the end of the game?
I do want them to get all muddied up.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow, don't be Joe Dirt by the end of that game, I'm telling you.
Game's on turf, so he'll be fine.
All right, thanks for that.
I like Joe Dirt, by the way.
You can watch the game tonight on Prime Video. Yeah, Joe Dirt's great. It's just I want to keep bringing him up every hour. Amazon Prime Video is one way you can watch the game. You can also see it on NFL Plus, which is the NFL's exclusive streaming service. It's here. It's arrived. How you don't have it yet is beyond me, but let me tell you about it. NFL Plus offers access to live, local, and primetime regular season and postseason games, NFL Network shows like Total Access, Good Morning Football, all of those. They're on demand and so much more. NFL Plus is available inside the NFL app, which I know you already have. So open it, go to the bottom. There's a little star, a little plus. Get access to it. You can have a 7-day free trial today.
Come on.
Please do it. It's so easy.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.